We'll be taking a few items out of order. We'll begin with item number one, then we'll go to item number three.
No. Yes.
Item number one, three, 10, then 23, and then we'll circle back around. And item 22? And item number
22.
So we don't need to do that.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. So items 1, 3, 10, 23, and then we'll circle back around to 2 and then go in order from there. So the first item will be item number 1, followed by item number 3, followed by item number 10, followed by item number 23, then followed by number 2, and then proceeding in order from there. Madam Clerk, will you call the first item, please?
Item number 1 is from the Medical Examiner, an informational report on a revenue deficit for 2011. This is information, unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you.
Morning, Mr. Chairman.
Morning.
Ladies and gentlemen. We have a quick statement of revenue deficit. I hope you have the memo already. And essentially, we've had less revenue than we had hoped for this year. As we've laid out, our reasons are essentially increased area competition and really the majority waived fees. But we hope to pick some of those things up. We just signed an additional contract with another county, and we hope to keep making progress in that direction next year.
Okay. Are there any questions from Supervisor? Supervisor DeBruin?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There's a pretty upsetting story about some mass burials in California. I just wondered, when we have indigents who die and are not claimed, what happens with them? Are they still buried in county grounds, or what happens with them?
That's actually handled by the county. There is an office.
So your office is?
They're on the mass burials now.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I will be moving on to